me. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today. And we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Greetings in the name of Jesus. It's just so good to be here again. We just thank God that we're still in the number.
Amen.
So that means that God still have an assignment on our lives. There's still a plan and a purpose. And we still have work to do. Amen. Amen, amen. Even though it's a little cloudy and a little overcast outside, we just thank God for the rain because we need the rain. And we thank God for the fog, which is also condensation, which helps the grass and the flowers to be moisturized. And we just thank God that he's allowed us to sit and break the bread of life on this morning. We don't take it lightly for every opportunity to herald the good news of the gospel, and especially as we see the time is winding down, because we don't have the time that we think we have. We need to get in a hurry about our salvation. We need to get in a hurry about the things of God, being about our Father's business, because souls are hanging in the balance, and we need to get in a hurry. We need to hasten. We need to hasten to the work of the Lord. And let us go before the throne of grace. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Father, we bless you and we magnify you for another day, for another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we don't take it lightly that you've allowed our eyes to be open on this morning and the blood is still running warm in our veins and we have the use and the activity of our limbs, Lord God. We just thank you this morning that you've allowed our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. We thank you for another opportunity to tell someone about the goodness of Jesus, about the soul-saving salvation that is found in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, God. We thank you that you would use us as your vessels to share this word, Lord God, to break the bread of life. Lord, we don't take it lightly, Father God. We take this very serious. Father, we just thank you that you would be mindful of us to use us for your glory. Lord God, we are vessels. We are your sons and daughters. We're here conduits, Lord, that you can work through us, to us, and for us, Lord God. We just thank you that you are using us to herald your good news throughout the land, Lord God. Father God, we ask that your word just go forth now with power and simplicity, that the least of them will understand it, Lord God. Father God, that someone will come saying, I yield, I can't hold out any longer, that they will give their life to Christ, Lord God. For the backslider, Lord Jesus, that they will come back into the fold of the body of Christ and they will rededicate their lives, Lord. For those that are lost, Lord, that they will turn to you after they've tried everything else. They will come to themselves, Lord God, as the prodigal. They will come to themselves and come back to the Father. Lord, we just thank you this morning for your Holy Spirit that draws, Lord. They can't come unless your Holy Spirit draws them. Stir up what's down on the inside of us, Lord God, that we will do the work that you've called us to do, Lord Jesus. We just thank you right now, Father. Touch the bereaved families on this morning. Give them comfort and peace, Lord God, knowing that you are not a God, that you can't make a mistake, that you can't tell a lie. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you because we don't know the whole plan and purpose, but you know everything, God. You have the big picture, Lord. Just let us continue to walk by faith, Lord God, not looking at what we see, Lord God, in the natural, but looking and through the eyes of our faith lens, Father God, that we will see beyond what we see as we walk by faith, Lord God. We thank you. We're standing on your promises, Lord God. Bless all those under the sound of my voice this morning, Lord. Touch the hearts and the minds of your people that your word will fall on the fertile soils, the cultivated soils of their heart, Lord, that it would germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. Father, we just thank you right now. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come and steal the seed of the word before it's able to do what you set it out to accomplish. Father God, we just thank you right now that the enemy's plan is foiled and the blessing of the Lord is raining throughout these airwaves. The rain of God is falling on your people right now. We thank you, God, for your healing virtue being poured out on someone who needs to be touched this morning, Lord God, whose body's been racking with pain all night. Father God, they didn't get no sleep, Lord God. Touch them this morning, Lord God. Touch, pour out your healing virtue this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now for the technicians and the managerial staff here in this radio station, Lord God. All the men and women of God who come through, Lord God, heralding the good news of the gospel. Lord God, strengthen them, Father God. Continue to anoint, Father God, that you will get the glory, Lord God, that you will get the honor and the praise. Father, we just thank you right now for your word. Lord God, have your way. Have your way. Speak to us, through us, and for us, Lord God. Preach to us, through us, and for us, Lord God. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 And this morning, we're looking at Acts, the 16th chapter. And I'm just going to read a couple of verses, and then we're going to kind of expound on it. But there's so much meat on this bone. There's so much in here. And we're still dealing with faith. We're still dealing with faith, and we're going to be dealing with faith until God says something different. And I'm going to read verse 5, and this is Acts 16. I'm going to read verse 5 and verse 15. And it reads thus in this King James Version. And it says, "And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily." And verse 15, "And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us." And here we find Paul, which used to be Saul, but he was converted. He had an encounter with the Lord. Even though he didn't walk with Jesus as the other apostles, which were disciples first and then became apostles, but he had an encounter with Jesus. And Jesus gave him the mission. He sent him to the Gentiles. And he asked him, "Why are you persecuting me, huh? Why? Why?" And Saul, which is now Paul, already knew who it was. He said, "Lord, Lord." He already knew it was Jesus. And sometimes we're going about doing things that we think is of God and ain't got nothing to do with the Lord. Paul had papers then to bind the Christian and to bring them back, huh? So he was part of the persecution of the church, the body of Christ. And he thought he was doing something good. And so we can be misled sometimes. But Jesus put him on the right track and he sent him to the Gentiles. So here we find him on his second mission. These churches have already been established, but he's going back to them and he's carrying a decree or as we might say, bylaws or guidelines in how to govern the body of Christ or how to govern this body of believers. And so it says that the churches were established in the faith. They were established in the faith of Jesus Christ. Their faith was in believing on Jesus, believing on the finished work on the cross, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. So these churches were established. So he's going back to them, but they were established, and they increased daily, as so did the church when on the day of Pentecost and those days following. The Lord added to the church. He added to the number, and he's still adding to the number now. We can't add to the number, but as the gospel is being preached and folk believe and they believe on him by faith, they receive it by faith and they're born again, the Lord adds. He adds.
Amen, amen. So what I love about this is that when we get down to 15, and it said when she was baptized, and women was not esteemed at all during the time of Paul.
Lord.
And then we didn't get the opportunities that male got. And then we wasn't thought of the way the men were thought of. And so God is showing us right here and now we're going against the law now. We're going against the grain now.
Mm-hmm.
That God said he has no separation when it comes to that point that if you are outcast, he's there for you. He said he died for the world.
Yes.
Amen. So he came. God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So
yes.
I find some people who are in different ministries and then they get put out of the ministries and are ostracized. I was talking to a young lady who was in like a Quaker ministry and you know, her father put her out.
My Lord.
You know, but I told her, I said, God wanted you to know a better way. He wanted you to know Christ Jesus. Christ, when we come to him, he will in no wise cast us out.
Yes.
So he is bringing the broken hearted. He is bringing those who are broken, who is rejected, who is left for dead. Listen, God is out there reaching everybody. The ones that you put down, the ones that you don't think will be the ones, are the ones that he's going to use, because he said, I'll take the foolishness of this world to confound the wise.
Yes.
So if you are out there right now, if you are out there and you are going through some struggles and you are going through some changes and you're not the one that they chose, you're the one that they put out, you're the one that they told wouldn't make it, you're the one that they said to you that you were nobody, you're the one that lost everything, you're the one that is shame, you're the one that is guilt ridden, I want you to know that you're the one that God is choosing right now. He said, I will leave the 99 and go reach that one.
Yes.
And so you are the one. This is your day. This represents that God is building the church. He is adding to it such that must come to be saved. And he is reaching out to you right now.
No.
It does not matter what condition that you are in. Christ went through every condition that we could be in. And he came and he did it without sin. And he didn't leave. He also went to hang on a cross just for you. So it does not matter what status you are in today. It does not matter what they said or what they did. But God is right there for you. His arms are open wide for you. He's calling you back, backslider. It doesn't matter what you did when you left. Listen, God is still calling you. He still loves you. He still wants you. Listen, he died for you. And so today is your day. I love to tell people today is your day. If you are hearing this, if you are listening, if you can hear what God is saying, today is your day. Today is your day for deliverance. Today is your day for healing. Today is your day for restoration. God came just for you. He is trying to reach you. He is talking to you. He loves you. He came for you. And this is what he died for. He died for us. So I love this because God is adding people that they never thought he would add. He is talking to people who they thought he would never talk to.
Yes.
He is going against the grain. He's saying, listen, enough is enough. This is what love is all about. This is what I'm doing in this land today. I am reaching out in love and I'm touching my people, those people who are ostracized and kicked out. Even Paul, he knew how it was because he was the main one who was criticizing and he was killing the Christians.
Yes,
listen, and so God used somebody who had a good understanding of what it was like to be rejected and thrown out and sought out so that he could take them out. But God changed his heart. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And he sent them to the very people that he was against. Hallelujah. He sent them out there and they were even looking at him and his lifestyle and the things that he did.
Mm.
But God used the foolishness of this world to confound the wise and to bring others to Christ. Amen, man of God.
Amen. 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 That's good, woman of God. That's good because God didn't leave us where we was. We all ex-somethings. And you're right. He never, ever turned his nose up. And the Pharisees and Sadducees and the Sanhedrin court, they looked down on him and they was really intimidated by him because he was shining light. He was shining light everywhere he went because Christ come to those that were lost. He come to save. He didn't come to judge. He didn't come to condemn, but he came to those that were lost, the ones that were sick, the ones that were in sin. So those are the ones he hung out with. And they thought that if he was the Messiah, if he was the prophet, if he was the Son of God, which they never really want to call him that, but the disciples finally got revelation when Peter said what he said, but they thought he should have been sitting in a high place, and they thought he should have been hanging out with them up there in the high place. But he came for those that were lost, the ones who already righteous and living a life that is becoming to Christ and his, the Father, righteousness in the eyesight of the Father, they don't need a physician. So he came to those that needed a physician because he is the great physician. And no matter where you are, no matter where you are in life, you've never fallen so far that Christ won't use you, that he won't save you. And you just have to turn to him because there is no other way. Christ is the only way. That name that is above every name, it is in that name that we have the inheritance of authority to use that name to get folk delivered, set free. We use that name because it's not in our power, but it's in his power, the supernatural power of that name, the power of the Holy Ghost moving in us when we are born again. So that's why you must be born again. You must receive Christ as your Lord and Savior and be born from the Spirit. And here, this woman has received Christ as her Lord and Savior at the river. So there were some more women down there too. And it's amazing how we see the women. And see, this river could be really a sanctuary, a meeting place, because the Jews often, when there was no synagogue, this is where they met, by the river. And this was an hour of prayer. So they was congregating at this place, and they was there. This was a sanctuary by the river. So there was more women there, but this woman received Christ. And she was just not any woman. She was a woman of means, because she was one that dealt in purple. She knew the art of dyeing and the fabrics and stuff. So she had means, and her household was there too, and they were all baptized. And that household can be her kids, which probably young adults, or her servants, her maid servants. So they were all baptized, a house, and the Bible says that you and your house will be saved. Christ will save not only you, but he will save your household. He will save those that are around you, those that are connected to you also. And she was baptized, and she told them, look, if you see any kind of faith and faithfulness on me, if you see that I am a worshiper, if I am a follower, if I am a disciple of Christ, if I'm following this teaching, I'm going to live it. If you see that on my life, if you see that call on my life, if you see how God has touched me, I entreat y'all to come to my home. Come with me and let me show you some hospitality and fellowship with us. And they did, because she constrained them. It means that she was very persuasive, and she was able to persuade them, which I'm sure she didn't have to do much because they were traveling. And that was nice hospitality from their sister. And so they went, and they were with her. But also Timothy is being called into the ministry, because Timothy is in that area. So Paul took him and circumcised him. So therefore, Timothy was his son, young spiritual son, and he would come up, and he would be his predecessor. He would come up behind him. And this is also the Timothy that is the epistle is written about. And so he circumcised him because the sake of the Jews. And he followed him. And I believe Luke was there too, because Luke is the one that's writing these Acts. And also Silas, because when they cast out the demon out of the young girl, Silas and Paul was the ones they caught. So we don't know where Timothy and Luke was, but they say they caught Silas and Paul. So, but there's a lot going on here. And as when they come in, they going for prayer. They going for prayer. After this woman, they heading to the river again. They heading to the river again. But this young lady, this damsel, is possessed with a divination spirit. She's a python spirit. She's telling fortunes like your psychics or what have you. But she's demon possessed. And what she's saying is these men have come to show us the way to salvation. She's saying the right thing, but the wrong spirit. The wrong spirit, because she's being possessed, and she's actually taunting, taking attention away from the word and what their assignment is, and drawing that attention somewhere else, distraction. And so we have to be mindful, and she did it for many days, and then Paul cast that demon out. Woman of God.
Amen. I want to go back to verse 15 because I think it's very, very important that we understand that once the lady that was baptized, mm-hmm. when the men of God mm-hmm. were around her, see, it was very important that they come and see what God had did inside of her, because yeah. she was a worshiper, but now mm-hmm. she's a believer. Hallelujah. Yeah. So her stance and her circumstance has just changed. Mm-hmm. And she told them, she said, listen, because God said, know no man by the flesh, know him by the spirit. Mm-hmm. See, I know y'all know that I got some purple cloth going on. I know yeah. y'all know I'm a businesswoman, you know. Yeah. You know, I know that I could work down and have influence. But mm-hmm. I want you to know that what happened to me
yes.
is real.
That's right.
See, and I want you to know that you are witness to what happened to me is mm-hmm. real. Mm-hmm. And one way that I can know that what happened to me was real is my invitation to you.
Yes.
Because if I can persuade you, mm-hmm. I can persuade everybody else
right.
around me that Jesus is real. Mm-hmm. And it ain't just about what I got. Mm-hmm. It's not what about what I can do. It's about what he just did for me.
That's right.
So no, I know you to be true men of God. I know the Holy Ghost mm-hmm. is dwelling within you.
Yeah.
And you baptized me and you said that if I do this, that Christ will come in.
Yeah.
Well, I need to know that he is there and he is doing what he's supposed to do inside of me.
Yeah.
So I'm just talking to you right now. I'm talking to somebody right now that you know that you're a believer, that you know that you know that God has changed you, that you know your works has just changed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about me just selling things.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's about me carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Now it's about my servitude to the men and women of God.
Yeah.
Now my stance has just changed from out in the world
yeah.
to in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And now I have to take forth what God has given me and show you what God is doing in my life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so my stance has just changed. It's not
yeah.
about money anymore, men
my
of God.
Lord,
it's not about money anymore.
Yeah.
Now I'm preaching this thing because of the change that God had just did in my life. See, it makes a difference
yeah.
because it's not who we are, it's
yeah.
who he is.
Yeah.
And see, that's what she had just changed. She just changed from what who she was
right.
to who God was in her life. Hallelujah. And so
yeah.
now the change has been made place. And if that change is there, you will know the Spirit by the Spirit. You will be able to sit amongst me and I can hear the things of
yeah.
God and I can learn what God is doing. And then God can add increase into my life. Do somebody hear what I'm saying out there?
Yes.
God has put men and women of God in your life so that you could hear the gospel, that you could be taught, that you can grow in grace. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Your stance has just turned in life. And if you was out there as a businessman and your influence was a different way, but now God has just changed you and put you in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And you want to know that the things in your life are true, that they are, that you could stand on them, that you could preach the word of God, and that it is manifesting into this earth. Hallelujah. So I need
yes.
somebody to know that your stand has just changed, just like this woman's stand has just changed. It didn't matter how much money she had. It didn't matter how much influence she had.
Yes.
It, what mattered is Jesus Christ just entered into her life
yes.
and did a change. And now that change is evident. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Because only what we do for Christ will last.
Amen.
And so now, just like the woman of God said, it's all switched because now she's an influential woman and she's a merchant. So people are steady coming to her. So now instead of just dealing in the purple cloths and the fine linens, she can tell them about Jesus.
Yes.
She has just became a disciple. Huh? She's a follower of Christ. And now she is one who is telling them about Christ, what he did on the inside of me. And I was down at the river one day, and there was a lot of us down there, but something happened on the inside of me.
And
my life would never be the same. Now, I'm selling this right here, but this right here don't cost you anything. I'm giving you something for free because, listen, I was an influencer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I did things in the world. I worked for the kingdom of darkness, but now I'm working for the King of light. So now I'm telling you about a Jesus that can save anybody. So no matter what we have and how much we have, if we don't have Christ, we don't have anything. We don't have anything. So now I'm persuading folk to come to Christ, to come into the kingdom. I'm selling Jesus.
And it's not just about me worshiping God, you know, because she was a worshiper.
That's
she
right.
worshiped God.
She was
but it's
worship.
Not, I'm not just doing what I was taught to do.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing it because God has made a difference
That's
in my
right.
life.
What
I'm not just
to
going
do.
To what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
I know I was taught this as a little girl.
Yeah.
I sat in church all my life, but my relationship just got changed.
That's right. That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? I'm not doing this because they told me to do it.
Yeah.
Now I want to do it.
Yeah.
Now I could feel his presence in my life. Now I can hear him speaking to me. Now you don't have to tell me that he's not there. I know that he's there.
Yeah.
I can feel his presence. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I can sense him leading me and guiding me. Now I can hear him because he said, my sheep hear my voice and another they will not follow.
Mm-hmm.
Now my relationship has just changed, man of God.
Yeah.
It just changed.
It just
you know
changed.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not about me just going to church because y'all going to church and being a social club. Now I'm going to worship him.
Yeah.
Now my whole stance has
my
just
Lord.
Changed. It's no more religion for me. Now it's relationship.
Yeah.
Now I really know who I'm dealing with
That's right.
It's relationship.
Yeah.
My heart has just changed.
It's relationship. Now I'm not going to church, but I am the church.
Come on.
I am the church. Christ is living. His spirit is down on the inside of me. There's been a change, huh? And I'm not the same.
Come on.
Let me tell you. By the man,
huh?
Just like the woman at the well, she said, "Come and see a man, that told me everything, all that I've done, but y'all need to come because he gave me some living water,
come on,
and it stirred up something down on the inside of me, and I'll never be the same. And I want all y'all to drink of this water too. So that's what she's telling them. Look, that's been a change, huh? That's been a change, and now listen, let me tell you about a man named Jesus, that found me one day at the river and changed everything about me. And no matter what I have, it can't make me feel like Jesus. Can't nobody or nothing do me like Jesus. I don't care how much money I got. It can't nobody do me like Jesus. Woman of God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you today. We are blessed to be here.
Yes,
we
hallelujah.
Thank God for you. We're praying for you. We love you.
Yes.
And we say to you, have a blessed weekend.
Yes.
And that God loves you. And come to Jesus.
Come
Amen.
To Jesus. Amen. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all times.
For every sickness, you're the healing hand. For every prisoner, you're deliverance. Yeah. soul, you're the